Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. Opponents of a proposed natural gas pipeline that would have cut through parts of southern New Hampshire and Massachusetts are celebrating today after Kinder Morgan suspended the controversial project. Late yesterday, the giant energy company surprised just about everyone and announced it couldn't get the necessary financial commitments from its biggest customers to go ahead with a $3.3 billion endeavor. The pipeline was opposed by many elected officials, grassroots organizations, and environmental groups, including George Bachrach, president of the Environmental League of Massachusetts. And George Bachrach, thanks for joining us. Good to have you.
Glad to be with you, Anthony.
So what's your reaction to this news?
Well, ultimately, the marketplace killed the Kinder Morgan pipeline. They couldn't get the contracts they needed to make the investment. And they couldn't get the contracts because the pipeline was simply not needed. It's a costly $8 billion infrastructure investment in an energy market that could fill its energy needs elsewhere. And the efforts by advocates and those that opposed it, I think, amply demonstrated that there wasn't sufficient need for that much new natural gas.
Is this a win for environmental groups like yours, or is it just the result of basic economics, or are those two sort of inextricably related here?
Well, increasingly, the environmental movement is connecting to the economy and making clear that as we protect the environment, there are economic issues. You can either invest in the infrastructure of fossil fuels or you can invest in the infrastructure of renewable energy like offshore wind or solar or hydro. And that's a choice that the Commonwealth needs to make. And we clearly prefer an investment in clean energy as opposed to those that continue to pollute.
Now, Kinder Morgan and proponents of the pipeline argued that Massachusetts needed this project. They pointed out that the state depends on natural gas to generate something like 60% of its electricity, and that's only grown in recent years. Here's Dan Dolan. He's head of the New England Power Generators Association, who says we need more pipelines to supply more natural gas. Here's what he says.
We continue to have the obligation and the requirement to meet our fuel needs to be able to produce the electricity to keep the lights on.
So, George Bachrach, respond to that concern.
Well, I think he's fundamentally wrong, and the study by the Attorney General through the Analysis Group, an independent group of reviewers and researchers, indicated quite otherwise, that we did not need the energy. Understand this. Nothing that we do now is going to affect us next winter or the following winter or the winter after that. It takes 4 to 5 years to build out infrastructure. Then the question is, what do we invest in? For example, the Pilgrim Nuclear Power Plant is going to go down in a couple of years. That's 5% of our energy needs. But offshore wind could produce 12% of our energy needs. So again, these are choices. And again, if we invest in gas pipelines, we're stuck with them for the next 30 years because that's the time for amortization. That's the time to pay for the infrastructure that ratepayers will have on their backs. You can't change once you make that commitment. It's not a bridge fuel. It's a forever fuel, as opposed to things like offshore wind and solar, which are clearly the future of energy production.
You know, one of the issues in this case was that Kinder Morgan wanted electricity consumers to bear the upfront cost of building the pipeline. If they had been successful, what kind of precedent would that have set?
Well, it would have been a terrible precedent, and it has never happened. It would be outrageous. You know, understand what drives this process. Utilities make their money on gas and hydro. They make no money on wind and solar. So they keep promoting the idea that we need more gas. And in particular, they make their money not so much on the actual product, but on the infrastructure, building hundreds of miles of gas pipelines or hydro transmission lines. So they're driven by a profit motive. They're held or owned by shareholders. I think the public often thinks these are somehow quasi-public entities that are looking out for their best interests. Eversource shareholders got $1 billion in 2014. So they have an obligation, the utilities, to their shareholders, not to the ratepayers. And we need to break that kind of dominance in the marketplace. As I think you've pointed out, 60% of our energy needs already come from natural gas. Nobody is suggesting we roll that back. But if your 401k, your retirement account, had 60% of your money invested in one stock, and you said to your advisor you wanted to go to 70 or 80% in one stock, your advisor would tell you you're nuts. A diversified portfolio, bring in other energy sources, not in a big way, but in a reasonable way, is much less risky.
So Kinder Morgan says the project is suspended, and I sort of take note of that word suspended as opposed to canceled. Does that suggest to you that this fight is not over? In other words, is this an outright victory? Are you celebrating without reservation today?
So this is a victory in the sense that common sense and consumer interests have prevailed. But there have always been two pipelines proposed. Kinder Morgan was one, and it got the most attention. But the so-called Access Northeast pipeline that is supported by our two biggest utilities, Eversource and National Grid, is still very much on the table, still very much seeking the kind of support that Kinder Morgan ultimately couldn't get. And the suspension of Kinder Morgan should not be seen by legislators or the public as some sort of a compromise. Well, instead of two pipelines, we'll settle for one. We don't need the Access Northeast pipeline any more than we needed the Kinder Morgan pipeline. And let me give you a better reason for this, which is simply our own economy. We spend in the Commonwealth $22 billion a year on energy, and $18 billion of that gets shipped out of state to the Gulf Coast states, the fossil fuel states. Why aren't we building our own local domestic energy and jobs? We celebrate General Electric coming to Boston. Well, the largest developer of offshore wind in Europe, in the world, in fact, wants to build their U.S. headquarters here and create an offshore wind industry here. They created 65,000 jobs in Europe. Why not here? Those are the choices we need to make. Jobs here or send our dollars out of state.
Kinder Morgan is scaling back their pipeline efforts, not only here in Massachusetts, but in Georgia, where state lawmakers there blocked the company from using eminent domain to build a pipeline down there. Between those decisions and the federal government not approving the Keystone XL pipeline, is this a major turning point for the energy sector in the U.S., do you think?
Well, I think we're rapidly approaching the tipping point in terms of energy policy. Clearly, the utilities, the fossil fuel industry, the states that produce coal and natural gas are going to fight like hell to preserve their companies. But that's the 20th century. The 21st century is all about clean, renewable energy, energy that we can produce domestically, where jobs locally can be created in states like ours. If Elon Musk creates a storage battery, for example, then we can get rid of overhead wires that plague us and store our own solar energy. That's the future.
All right. Well, that's George Bachrach. He's president of the Environmental League of Massachusetts. We were talking about Kinder Morgan's decision to suspend its proposed pipeline through parts of southern New Hampshire and Massachusetts. George Bachrach, many thanks. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, Anthony.